I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It's the WEOL Morning Show, and joining us now is financial expert and new mom, Farnoosh Torabi. Talk a little bit about the child-proofing your finances.
Yeah, well, this is something that my husband and I have learned firsthand since becoming new parents 3 months ago. And, you know, as a financial expert, this shouldn't have come as a surprise to me. But, you know, I'm still learning as it is, especially as a new parent. Turns out there's a lot of costs you have to prepare for, and then there's a lot that you can't really anticipate. But the good news is that I think there are ways to protect your finances by having enough insurance. And that's kind of what I want to talk today, is making sure that, you know, in addition to coverage for the stroller and the booster seat and, you know, all the children's clothes, there's a lot to be concerned about when it comes to, you know, the proper insurances that you have, spanning health to car and auto. You know, just a really startling statistic I came across recently, you know, because we're spending billions out of pocket for unexpected costs that had we been aware of the kind of insurances that we had, we may not have had to pay them. So there's about an $11.5 billion out-of-pocket cost that Americans pay every year related to injuries, child-related injuries. So, you know, we're talking medical and home insurance that might not be sufficient that leads to a lot of these out-of-pocket costs.
What kind of insurance exists out there to cover some of these expenses then?
Well, I think it just starts with your own, for example, your own health insurance, and making sure that your health insurance recognizes that you are expecting a child, that you have a child. You know, be aware that most health plans have a deadline for registering your newborn. So just as you are being insured by a medical plan, that plan can then serve your child. And obviously, you know, you would expect that a medical plan would cover your delivery, but not necessarily every plan covers things like neonatal screenings or emergency procedures like C-section. So awareness is really key when you're expecting, to understand what your insurance covers and what it doesn't and how to maybe fill the gaps. And then I'd say as your child grows up, another area of insurance to keep an eye on is home insurance. 44% of playground equipment injuries happen at home. So if you do happen to install a cool treehouse or swing set or swimming pool, this is where you want to call your home insurance plan and say, hey, I'm doing this. What is this going to mean for my insurance plan? Can I get covered? You might have to pay a little bit more out of pocket, but it will be money well spent, because if there is an accident, you'll be covered. And then, of course, life insurance is important. If you have now a child, you have a dependent who depends on you for financial resources, and, you know, it would be great for parents to make sure that they have at least enough coverage to cover their kids' expenses, perhaps up till college or even through college.
Also, you mentioned about accidents and that. We travel with the children. I mean, the car, the vehicle, that becomes a, you know, besides the home, the other place that the child's at. Is there things related to car insurance or safety that you can talk about that can benefit us?
Yeah, certainly. Yes. Unfortunately, car-related accidents are a huge cause for fatality among kids ages 1 to 19. So one easy thing parents can do is just make sure that your child's safety seats and safety belts are installed properly. You know, take your car to the local firehouse. And sometimes they can look at your car seat to make sure for free that it's installed properly. A lot of parents do not install those tricky car seats correctly. And there are lots of other ideas, too, in terms of making sure that if you have a teen driver, that he's added to your insurance plan, especially important for custodial grandparents, who are more and more taking care of their kids, or their grandkids, rather, is to make sure that at the very least, if they're a teenage driver and they're licensed, that they are getting added to your insurance plan as an insured driver. We have all of these tips, actually, online. I've partnered with the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, and together we've put together a Take Action Now checklist of things that parents can do before and after and during, you know, the baby's arrival. It's insureyouonline.org. The U is the letter U.
Farnoosh, you mentioned the insurance or regarding playground equipment on your home property. Would that be a supplemental rider on your home property insurance? Is that how that works?
It could be. It could very well be. I think it all just depends on your insurance, existing insurance plan, and what your provider is prepared to, give in a basic plan. A lot of times, these extras, like you mentioned, do require riders or maybe shopping around for supplemental insurance.
Our guest today, Farnoosh Harabi, talking about finances, child-proofing your finances when you have a new arrival. Many times it becomes a whirlwind, so a lot of these things you're talking about, as you would suggest, probably prior to the arrival of the child, maybe a little more calmer time to figure things out. What about if you're planning for the college education, or even the will is another important thing, I think, too, once you have a child, so that if something happens to the parents, the child is taken care of.
Yes, I think I agree to all of that. I mean, before my son was born, we, we got life insurance. We created a will. We reviewed our existing plans, like our car insurance plan and our home insurance plan. We just didn't want to have any surprises, and we wanted to feel like we could sleep at night, frankly. And that's what really childproofing your finances is really about. It's about giving yourself peace of mind. And as for college, I think my biggest tip for parents is, don't overwhelm yourself. I mean, I know that college is really expensive. And I think so, if you know as you're becoming a new parent that you want to help support your child through college, now is the time to really take baby steps towards that savings. You know, every little bit can go a long way if you start early. And, look at some of the savings tools around you, whether it's a college 529 plan or whatever else you can do to kind of augment that savings. And remember, your child, by the time that he or she's ready to go to college, is also capable of helping to support that cost, whether it's through work or getting scholarships, getting grants, being smart about the college that they choose, that it's one that is within the family's budget. So, involve your child as well as you're looking for ways to save and raise money for college.
One more time, the website where people get details about the insurance information, a little bit of that checklist that's helpful. What is that again?
Yes. Thanks. It's insureyouonline.org, O-R-G, and just a tip for listeners, the U in between the Insure You Online is the letter U.
Okay. Thanks very much, Farnoosh Harabi, our guest this morning. Thanks for sharing the time with us today. Appreciate it.